The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for your service. That's for you if you're a veteran on Veterans Day, and it's also Remembrance Day in Canada. But the big story in Canada right now is bigger than any American can imagine. Don Cherry was fired. Now, if you were to go to Canada right now, you would see an amazing number of people wearing red poppies on their lapels. They're sold everywhere, and the money is used to help Canadian military veterans. Don Cherry did his usual Coach's Corner segment Saturday night on national TV. That's an institution in Canada, and he said this.
You know, I was talking to a veteran. I said, I'm not going to run the poppy thing anymore, because what's the sense? I live in Mississauga. Nobody wears, very few people wear a poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it, downtown Toronto, nobody wears a poppy. And I'm not going to. He says, wait a minute. How about running it for the people that buy them? Now, you go to the small cities, and you know, those, the rows on rows, you people love, you they come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price.
There was an uproar from the media and from fans on social media, and Sportsnet caved and fired him. Cherry's 85 years old. He's been doing Coach's Corner for 35 years. Here's what he said. I know what I said, and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy in honor of our fallen soldiers and sailors. He went on to say, I speak the truth, and I walk the walk. I've visited the bases of the troops, been to Afghanistan with our brave soldiers at Christmas, been to cemeteries of our fallen around the world, and honored our fallen troops on Coach's Corner, which he has, by the way. He spends a lot of time doing that. And he said, I would have liked to continue doing Coach's Corner. The problem is, if I have to watch everything I say, it isn't Coach's Corner. Typical and predictable and unsurprising quote there from Don Cherry. They caved to the political correctness up in Canada. They like to do that a lot. When we come back, we'll talk to a female veteran who's using her military experience to turn things around in one of the most violent neighborhoods in the country. Stick around. Confusing, tedious, worse than a math test. That's how most Americans describe shopping for health insurance. Yep, open enrollment is here again. You have until December 15th to choose something very expensive that you hope to never use. And if that makes you want to stick a red-hot poker in your eye, call Marley Financial. Marley has every plan available in the tri-state, but they also offer some of the most innovative solutions to tackle the high cost of health care. Heard of first dollar benefits, the most expensive part of a health plan? They're great if you visit the doctor a lot or take medications, but if you're healthy, why pay it? A catastrophic plan through Marley may be all you need. Or how about a high deductible plan you can pair with a supercharged HSA? Not all plans qualify, but Marley's do, offering double benefits to cut your out-of-pocket costs in half. Call Marley Financial today at 724-884-1496 for a custom-designed health plan with the coverage you need at a price that's right for you. 724-884-1496 or at marleyfg.com. They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail. And out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company for roofs, siding, gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention STAG for an additional 10% off. Windows R Us, proud sponsor of the Jerk of the Week, heard every Friday on the John Steigerwald Show. WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250 and FM 92.5. The Answer.
Well, it is Veterans Day, and Sharpel Welch is a veteran, and she's using what she learned in the military to make major differences in the city where she grew up, Shreveport, Louisiana. And Sharpel is a civil society fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and she's community coordinator at Community Renewal International. She joins us now. Sharpel, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure, John.
So, first thing I want to do is it is Veterans Day, so thanks for your service. And what was your military experience?
Well, I was in the United States Army. I came straight out of high school into the Army. As a matter of fact, I graduated at 17, so just had to wait on my 18th birthday to go. Landed in 664th Ordnance Unit, which was part of 13th Corps Support Command in Fort Hood, Texas.
And you were deployed overseas, correct?
Yes, I served Desert Shield and Desert Storm, went overseas, and what we did, what my unit did, was we pushed ammunition to the front line. So we were about 5 miles behind the guys that were doing the heavy fighting, pushing out ammo to them.
That's some pretty dangerous work there.
Well, it was necessary.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of what the Army does is necessary. Funny how that works,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So,
yes, indeed.
So how have you used your military experience at Community Renewal International? And tell us what Community Renewal International is.
Sure. Community Renewal International is an organization located in Louisiana. We started here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And what they do is seek to restore the relational fabric in our society by restoring these relationships in the neighborhood from within the neighborhood. They do this by a three-tiered model that we use, which is our Haven House leaders. Those are block leaders on every block. They get to know their neighbor, throw parties, and meet once a month to talk about what's going on in the community. Then we have what we call our We Care movement. Those are people from all over the city, all over our area, who sign up on our We Care team. And all you have to do to be a part of that gang is to tell us one thing you're doing for your neighbor. It's a movement that gets us to be other-centered. And finally, and where I have the most experience, is our Friendship House strategy, where we move couples into high crime, high poverty, high risk neighborhoods, in a home owned by Community Renewal. And we sort of rebuild the relational fabric of that neighborhood from within the neighborhood. We become your neighbors. And my husband and I live in a Friendship House in one of the neighborhoods here in Shreveport, Louisiana.
So you could live in a much nicer, safer neighborhood if you wanted to, but you choose to live there.
Sure. We gave up our nice little middle-class cushion and came and rolled up our sleeves and got to work. Our home, we live where we work, so our home is a community room. In the afternoons, children from the local schools come to us. They get tutoring. They get a hot meal. They get character development lessons every day. While those children are at school, we have what we call the adult renewal program. So those parents in our area, those adults who may, for whatever reason, didn't receive a high school education, they come to us in the morning, and we have certified teachers here, and they receive their it used to be called the GED, is now the high set. So they receive a high school education in the daytime while their children are at school. After they receive their GED, they can go on and take job readiness programs like welding or sewing or marketing, and go on to college and career. Some of them holding a gainful employment for the first time in their life.
Now, this is interesting because this is the neighborhood you grew up in, correct?
Or this is the city I grew up in.
Yeah.
Allendale. I live in a neighborhood called Allendale right now. I grew up in a neighborhood called Cedar Grove, which is also a neighborhood that we serve. Allendale was once, as far as the crime rate, the worst place to live in our city. We recently had a national night out celebration here with a bunch of city officials, and we found out that Allendale now is the second safest place to live in our region. So we've come a long way. There's a lot of work still to be done, but this strategy is working. Crime is down 60% in my neighborhood.
Wow. And what's changed? I mean, how has this worked, and how much has what you've been doing been a factor in all this? Your organization.
We give of ourselves. So you bring your personality and everything you have. There's no classroom we go and sit in to learn to do this. Every human being has the capacity to care. But what Community Renewal has managed to do is systemize caring and focus that caring. And so we have what we call a Center for Community Renewal that teach you how to replicate this model in your neighborhood. But we just give of ourselves. It's not really a job. We say it's a job for lack of a better word. But this is a lifestyle for my husband and I.
What did being in a war zone and having to deal with all that goes with that at a young age do for your confidence? And how has that worked? How has that been a factor in your approach to what you're doing now?
I tell you, I use everything I learned in the military in my day-to-day work. Sometimes these high-crime communities are like a war zone. So I do everything except fire a weapon. I use that same tenacity, that same willingness to stick with a job until it's done that I learned over in the Gulf War. These kids come from similar backgrounds than me, so I'm able to connect with them on a much deeper level than if I were just someone from a program swooping in to help out. So I use my experience to help them develop and to show them that you don't have to become the negative things you see every day. If you can imagine it in your mind, we can get you there in reality.
What's the hardest thing about getting kids who are teenagers and living in that environment to listen to you? and to buy into what you're doing?
Well, I think it's the toxic mentality that that's been instilled in them. I can tell you that my husband and I, for about a year and a half, when we first moved into this home in this neighborhood, the kids would come to get a meal, and some of them would stay for tutoring, but they wouldn't talk to us. We wouldn't get to know them deeply. It took us a lot of time to break that ice and gain that trust. So that's one of the things, and we have that trust now. We have a real family environment here. Our neighbors we're just a village. We villageized our neighborhood. But I think what keeps me up at night, besides, you know, wondering if we're going to have the resources to continue this work and to scale this work, would be sometimes sending them back into a toxic situation. So I have to trust the training and the education and the love that I put in them, that it will sustain them. A lot of our neighborhoods are transitive. There are a lot of rent houses in a lot of these communities. So people come and go. So we have to make an impact, and we have to make it fast, and we have to make it last.
And where's the funding come for this, for the Commonwealth Renewal International?
So Community Renewal is funded totally by private donations. So a bunch of caring citizens. Everybody has a job to do. We have over 2,000 volunteers, and we have many, many sponsors and supporters. So they come together in whatever way that they're blessed to do, whether it's time, talent, or treasure, and we get the job done. We don't receive any big government funding or anything like that. It's just caring people coming together to do what's needed.
I'm going to ask you a question about the fact that it's not government funded and it's not government run. How has that been a positive for you that it's not associated with the government? Or has it been?
It has not been. And I think the biggest positive that I can think of right now is no bureaucracy. We can go to where the need is, and we can get it done without a lot of red tape, and we don't have to go through a year and a half of paperwork mm-hmm. to get it done. We go straight to the problem. We connect people, and we watch these lives transform. And then we can, you know, care without having our hands tied.
Yeah, and how important is it to these kids you're working with to just be part of a group? And by a group, I don't mean a gang, as opposed
Absolutely.
To a gang, I guess I'm saying.
So I told you we have over 50,000 neighbors right now who are on our We Care team, and we are visible. We have signs in our yards. We wear bumper stickers and lapel pins. So we like to say that we're the biggest gang in town. So sooner or later, if you keep at this work, those that want to do the wrong thing will become the exception in these neighborhoods rather than the rule. So we created, these kids are family. They come to us with issues. We talk through them. We get them resources. If there is something, a need that we cannot meet, we have people in our village who can or who know someone who can. We just connect the right people. In order to change our world, we just want to make it a place where every child is safe and loved. And that's what everybody wants, no matter socioeconomic backgrounds or whatever. What connects us is our capacity to care.
And it's amazing what you're doing there. You became a mother yourself at 17.
I did.
So how did the military change your life? Where do you think your life would be had it not been for the military?
Well, in my home consisted of myself, my stepfather, three maternal siblings, and two more stepbrothers. And nobody in that home had graduated high school.
Wow.
Some of my siblings and my stepfather dropped out of school as early as the sixth and seventh grade. I was the first to graduate high school. And I guess there was a burning inside of me that knew that I could not continue to be what I see and be successful in this world. I knew there was something more. Didn't really have great guidance counselors when I graduated high school. I grew up in graduated from a neighborhood high school, poor neighborhood. And so I decided to go into the military simply because a military recruiter came to my school and answered every question that my guidance counselor couldn't answer for me. I believe we have a lot of hidden treasures in our communities, and that's why I say I connect with these kids, because I was one of those. I'm able to mine those treasures and make them shine. And that's what the military did for me. They grew me up. Showed me a better way, gave me a real pride in working hard, just for the sake of working hard.
But what this was? Go ahead. No, I was gonna. I wanted to ask. This was something that you, as a 17-year-old, decided on your own. I'm joining the military.
Yes, I had a talk with my uncle. When I decided, my mom just flat out told me that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to go to college. She couldn't afford it. And what am I going to do about the baby and this and that? And so I told my uncle, I'll just, you know, get a job. In high school, I had a job at a convenience store. I said, I'll get a better job and I'll just stay here. And I was graduated pretty high in my class, and he just would not let me settle. I told him I just didn't have the opportunities that a lot of other kids that graduated high in our class did. And he said, well, create your own. One sentence. And I thought about that, and I couldn't sleep at night thinking about how can I create my own opportunities from nothing. We were dirt poor. And the military was my way to do that. At 17 years old, I made that my choice.
Now, often do you come across kids who would benefit the same way if they would take that same path, make that same choice?
Every day. So we've been here in this home about 5.5 or 6 years. We worked in another community before now. And Emmett and I are just this past May, we just saw the first seniors in our program graduate. One is at Dillard University. Another is a firefighter, studying to be a firefighter. He's in training now. One has become a welder, and the other will be joining Wiley College in January. When she wants, one of them wants to go on to the military after college. She wants to go in as an officer. So they are listening. It is working. And the stats are showing that, I mean, when we started out, these were kids who were in real danger of dropping out of high school. They were truant and they were failing. Now I think of the 30 or so children we serve in our home, our average grade point average is about 3.3.
Wow.
It used to be a 1.2 average, yes.
Sharpel, I have about 30 seconds left and I'm up against a hard break. Sharpel Welch, have you ever thought about running for public office?
No, I have not. I figure I can make more leeway here, supporting those officials and doing the groundwork. I'm a frontline type of girl.
Well, it's a great story, and somebody ought to make a movie about you. That's what they ought to do. That's a great story.
Oh,
I really appreciate you being on the radio with us.
There's so much more to learn. Just join us at communityrenewal.us and find out more and plug in where you can. We'll be happy to bring you down and show you this work firsthand.
Communityrenewal.us?
Yes, sir.
Sharpel, good luck. Thanks. We'd like to have you on again sometime.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you, and we'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Taps being played at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns as the nation commemorated Veterans Day. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the Veterans Day observance at Arlington, says the nation will be there for veterans who are struggling.
There is help available today. And just as you were there for us, we will be there for you to see you through this time.
A 93-year-old veteran from Virginia is finally getting a diploma more than 75 years after World War II interrupted his education. James Yarbrough received an honorary high school diploma on Monday during a Veterans Day ceremony at Washington Henry Elementary School in Mechanicsville. This is SRN News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mvvans.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka doesn't understand the latest criticism of the president.
After 18 years of war, 18 years, the president is being pilloried for not wanting to go to war with Turkey. Just internalize that for a second. After a generation of war, the elite wants us to get into another war.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before John Steigerwald at 5 on AM 1250. The answer.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive, was the admonition of Sir Walter Scott in the 1800s. Change deceive to intercede, and the quote becomes most apropos to Governor Tom Wolfe's plan to increase the threshold at which salaried workers must be paid overtime. But there are serious consequences with such a move. Learn what they are at AlleghenyInstitute.org, where conventional public policy thinking is challenged every day.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Tunch Ilka for my good friends at Calusi Chevrolet. All month long, the team at Calusi is having a Black Friday sales event. So right now, you can lease a 2020 Chevy Trax for as low as $159 per month. This is a 39-month, 30,000-mile lease with $24.99 plus tax at registration due at signing. Must qualify with a current lease. Check them out at Calusi.com. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet.
This is Chris Abernethy of Abernethy and Hagerman. You don't want the government deciding what happens to your estate or how much they will take. At Abernethy and Hagerman, estate administration is the heart and soul of our practice. We have the experience to help not only plan, but administer your estate properly, to protect your assets, minimize taxes, and ensure that your inheritance gets to the ones you love. Decide for yourself, Abernethy and Hagerman, legal help that lasts a lifetime. Visit a-h.law.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Parkway West, it is stop and go on the inbound side. 79 out of the Fort Pitt Tunnel, very heavy. Parkway East, very busy outbound. You're tied up from Bay Street out to Edgewood, Swissvale. 10th Street downtown shut down for sinkhole repair between Liberty and Penn Avenues. Trying to get on 579, got the on-ramp shut down from 7th Avenue and Bedford Avenue. That for construction for about a month. That's a look at traffic. I'm Jenny Robinson.
AM 1250, The Answer. Weather.
We'll have rain this evening, turning to snow late as it gets much colder.
Untreated surfaces will get slippery late tonight. It will be 28. It'll be blustery and much colder tomorrow with lingering snow showers. Total accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Temperatures will slowly fall through the 20s. Wind chill in the teens. Clearing and frigid tomorrow night, low near the Dakes record of 13. Unseasonably cold with sunshine Wednesday, high 32. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Frank Strite.
The John Steigerwall Show, AM 1250, The Answer.
Allegheny Council, Allegheny County Council is proposing an ordinance that would prevent you from getting therapy for a son who thinks he should be your daughter. That seems like a major example of government overreach. That's what it seems like to the PA Family Council and the PA Family Institute. Curtis Shuby is legal counsel for the Independence Law Center representing the PA Family Council, and he joins us now. Curtis, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what would this ordinance do, Curtis?
Well, there's actually two different ordinances that are pending right now. So the first one was introduced back in March by Councilman Klein. So that bill would ban all so-called conversion therapy, which would be any effort to change the sexual orientation or gender identity, so feelings of being the opposite sex of a minor. And so, first of all, we find that goal to be problematic because it bans a goal rather than banning harmful methods. But what it also would do is it's not limited to just mental health care providers. It would also potentially ban pastors or volunteers or even mentors from making those efforts with a minor. And another problem, too, is it's so broad as to even ban the secondary outcome of changing gender identity or sexual orientation. So if you went into a counselor because of domestic abuse, for example, and as a result you had reduced same-sex attraction, that would be banned under their bill.
So are these competing ordinances, one good, one bad?
Yeah, so we worked with Councilwoman Sue Means to come up with a bill that we thought was better tailored to the real worries within this context. And so we identified two worries, and one would be when you have a minor who's forced against their will to undergo methods of treatment. And the second is physically harmful methods. And so we developed a bill that would ban any method that a minor does not consent to, and would also ban anything that's physically harmful, like electroshock therapy or beating the person, you know, those things you see on the TV and movies that kind of stigmatize the whole practice. But this bill would also protect the counselors who do this the right way, which would be something like talk therapy or play therapy with a minor. And it also protects the parental rights of someone who wants to bring their kid to a counselor.
Well, somebody is out there saying, somebody with the force of government behind them is out there saying that a parent cannot do anything to change the mind of a son or daughter who is attracted to the same sex. You're not allowed. I mean, what are they going to do about it if you do?
So what we're here to protect is the minor who wants who wants to address their sexual orientation or gender identity, feelings of being the opposite sex or being attracted to the same sex. We found that through meeting with different counselors throughout the state that there are minors who want that outcome, who want that type of change. And so we're here to protect those minors who want to direct their own care.
So, but this in the climate that we are in right now, it's the sex the gender dysphoria is not only tolerated, it's almost encouraged and it's glamorized. So you're not allowed to. A parent is not allowed to be alarmed at the prospect of their son thinking he should be a woman or daughter thinking she should be a man. And the law is going to just back them up on that, according to the bad ordinance.
Well, yeah, the ordinance proposed by Councilman Klein would prevent any therapy whatsoever that would do anything but affirm that minor who had that. Same that feelings of being the opposite sex.
But is the law making an equivalency between gender dysphoria and same-sex attraction? There's a big difference in those two things.
Yeah, so those are different things. But this law, yes, it would ban any effort to change someone's being attracted to the same sex or feelings of being the opposite sex. So yes, you're right. You know, scientifically and lifestyle-wise, those are two different things. But this law would ban both efforts.
And so they're lumping the two together as though they're the same.
More or less, yes.
And there's, I would think that there's a pretty healthy debate among counselors and psychologists, psychiatrists, about the major difference between gender dysphoria and same-sex attraction. What gives them the authority to throw the, put those two things together as though they're the same? Or, you know, they're the treatment for either one, if you're going to be, if there's going to be treatment, would be the same.
Well, so I think what these laws are doing, you know, this isn't unique. These are popping up across the country. So what they're doing is they're not treating them the same, but they're treating them as both equally bad. So what they do is they just ban the outcome of reducing same-sex attraction or reducing the feelings of being the opposite sex blanketly. And so they don't discriminate between good forms of therapy and bad forms of therapy. And so when you hear, you know, American Counseling Association or those types of, you know, national institutions that say that it's bad, they really don't differentiate between talk therapy and play therapy, which are, you know, loving forms of treatment, and the more abusive forms of therapy that can, in fact, be harmful to a minor. And so that's with the bill that we worked with Sue Means. That's our goal, is we're trying to separate the good from the bad and only ban the bad.
And does this law already exist in Pittsburgh?
So a similar law does exist in Pittsburgh City, yes. That bill would not be quite as broad as Allegheny County's. So the one in Pittsburgh would ban only licensed professionals rather than all people who are making those efforts, like a pastor or a volunteer. But it's very similar, yes.
But it's just really strange to me because, I mean, what gives someone on Allegheny County Council the belief that he or she can dictate to a counselor what's okay in dealing with a minor when it comes to this situation and what's not?
That's a really interesting question. And turning to the law, the lawyer side of me, we believe that the county council does not have that authority, and that's based upon a Supreme Court case from last year. It was called NIFLA v. Becerra. And what that case was about was a pregnancy center, and they were forced to advertise for abortion. And the Ninth Circuit said you can regulate professional speech. And when it got to the Supreme Court, Justice Thomas said, no, professional speech is still protected speech. And he actually listed these so-called conversion therapy ban cases as an example of something that should be protected under the Free Speech Clause. So we would believe that if the bad ordinance passes, there is a potential for a lawsuit sometime down in the future.
Okay, so how close are we to having one or one of these ordinances passed?
Based upon my understanding, the county council is pretty evenly divided between the two right now. So it could go either way.
But is there a deadline on when they will actually, when's the final vote on it?
So both bills would have to be passed by Inauguration Day in January. Otherwise, they'd have to refile.
Okay, so this is an ongoing debate in council. So, what should people do who want the what you call the good ordinance to be the one that's passed?
We would ask anyone who has an interest in this to call the county council and support the. We've called our bill the harmful therapy ban. So we would ask them to support the harmful therapy ban. We think that the council is evenly divided enough that if we could get one more council person to come to our side, we could probably get the good one passed.
Now, and we're talking to Curtis Shuby. He represents the PA Family Council, Pennsylvania Family Council. He's with the Independence Law Center. And I'm wondering what, I mean, let's say that the bad ordinance passes. What's the penalty for violating a law like this? What are they going to, I mean, if I'm caught counseling my son or daughter, what's the county going to do to me?
Well, the county bill that was given by Councilman Klein actually doesn't have a penalty, which is kind of interesting. So it would actually require someone to go to court and get what's called an injunction, which would prevent, basically getting the court to prevent you from doing something. The one in Pittsburgh, though, for example, has civil penalties, like fines, that could result from violating the law.
Yes, but, I mean, so I'm found guilty of violating this law. What's, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, what is there, how can you have a law for which there's no penalty?
Well, the penalty would be if you violated the court order, you could get fines or sanctions from that.
And what if I don't pay the fine and I don't pay attention to the sanction?
Well, it just would escalate from there. You could get more fines or, it would be a difficult thing for a counselor to get over if they were to violate a court order.
That's what I mean. I mean, if I'm caught counseling my son or daughter in a way that somebody on Allegheny County Council doesn't think I should do it, what are they going to do to me? I'm sorry. I'm not. Oh, it's a fine. Well, I'm not paying it. And I'm going to keep doing it. What are you going to do? Come into my house and spy on me while I'm talking to my kid? I mean, why are they even getting involved in this?
Well, they're wanting to get involved in this just because there's an attempt to have this practice ended. And even if the stigma, that can result in people, you know, voluntarily changing their behaviors, which still is a violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah, well, it would put me in the position of saying, being even more determined to do what I want to do and not listen to what they're saying. But, you know, it's interesting, Curtis, we had a story here a few months ago. It happened in Vancouver where a man, a father, did not want his I think it was his daughter who, I can't remember which way she wanted to go, whether it was a boy who thought he wanted to be a girl. But whatever it was, the authorities, the law, the Supreme, the courts in British Columbia, they told this father that he was not allowed to prevent his daughter, I think it was, from having a transition therapy. That's, you know, the physical therapy, the physical change. He was not allowed to. She was 14. And he was not allowed to be involved in the decision about whether or not she wanted to become a boy. And isn't that kind of what this extension of laws like this would be?
Yeah, it's in the same legal trend that we're seeing. We've actually seen talked with parents who have had child protective services take an interest in what the decisions they're making with their own children, even here in Pennsylvania. So it's definitely a very alarming trend in the law, one that we're going to have to be aware of and diligent to fight both in these legislative settings and in courts.
Well, here's an interesting story for you. This is the kind of stuff that's going on, Curtis, and that's why I think nipping this stuff in the bud is a good idea. There's a case, again, up in Canada, in Ontario. Parents who they filed a human rights complaint against a school where their six-year-old daughter was being taught in a school, there's no such thing as boys and girls. There was a teacher up there who had a YouTube on gender called He, She, and They with a question mark, Gender Queer Kids Stuff Number 2. That was part of the lesson plan for the day for six-year-olds. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you guys are doing is a good thing, for no other reason than to just nip it in the bud. I mean, keep the government out of it.
Yeah, and that really is kind of our thought. Is we're not here to protect things that everybody agrees are harmful. We want to make a good faith effort to prohibit those bad things. But you're right. We don't want the government dictating, you know, what a good therapy goal is for our kids and what a bad therapy goal is. You know, minors should have the ability to determine what they want for themselves and not have the government make that decision for them.
So I only have 30 seconds, Curtis. Just make it as clear as you can. What should people do who want to make sure that the bad law doesn't get passed?
So this week on Wednesday, we are meeting with the subcommittee that is looking at both of these bills. So it would be great if anyone could call in to support the harmful therapy ban and not the conversion therapy ban. We really need to convince that subcommittee to pass it into the floor and then follow this case. And we hope to get a vote on the floor in December. And so keep calling then as well.
Curtis, I really appreciate you being on. Good luck with your quest here. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. That's Curtis Shuby of the Council for the Independent Law Center, representing the PA Family Council. We'll be right back.
We're living in a very successful, affluent society for many people. Yet it's also true that there are people that are being left out of that. And how do we reach those people?
Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director at Light of Life Rescue Mission on Pittsburgh's North Side.
So part of what Light of Life does is that we help them in our education and employment program to connect with workforce development, to look at the skill gap that exists. And so we're partnering with places like the community college. We're taking our clients once they are clean and they're ready to move on. Now they can actually get credentialed in an area where they can be hired to work with UPMC or Google or Amazon or these other places. And so it provides an on-ramp for those who are left out to get back involved in society.
Help someone else find their comeback story. To become a monthly partner or make a one-time gift, visit lightoflife.org/give today. lightoflife.org/give. You started your business with nothing but a great big idea. They told you it couldn't be done, but that just made you work harder to prove them wrong. Now look at you, ready to take on the world. Speed Pro Pittsburgh South gets where you're coming from. When they said they wanted to create great big graphics for great big ideas like yours in less time than anyone else, they were told it couldn't be done. Speed Pro Pittsburgh South just smiled and said, "Oh yeah? Watch us." When you need a large format printing partner who can provide high-quality visual graphics in stunning detail, from trade show displays to outdoor signs, 3M brand vehicle wrap for your fleet, to window graphics, banners, and decals, SpeedPro Pittsburgh South can handle most jobs in 2 days or less, and can roll with last-minute change-ups without breaking a sweat. Who says it can't be done? For a free quote, visit SpeedProPGHSouth.com.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250, The Answer.
In case you missed it, we started the show telling you that Don Cherry was fired. Don Cherry, if you're a hockey fan, you know who he is. If you're not a hockey fan, he's the Howard Cosell of Canada, 85-year-old commentator. He's been doing it since the early 80s and former coach, and he's very conservative, and he's old. He's 85 years old, and he was fired for saying this. The poppies he's talking about here are the little flowers that people buy, wear on their lapels, and the money is used to support veterans. And this is what he said Saturday night on Hockey Night in Canada.
You know, I was talking to a veteran. I said, I'm not going to run the poppy thing anymore because what's the sense? I live in Mississauga. Nobody wears, very few people wear a poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it, downtown Toronto. Nobody wears a poppy. And I'm not going to. He says, wait a minute. How about running it for the people that buy them? Now, you go to the small cities, and the rows on rows, you people love, they come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price.
Yeah, and so he got fired, and he said, that's fine. He said, I still think that everybody should buy a poppy. And he said that I walk the walk. I've been to visit the troops in Afghanistan at Christmas time. I've been to cemeteries all over the world to honor the fallen. And here's the problem. Don Cherry's 85. Everybody in Canada knows how he feels about things like this. And he's been on the air because he's popular. And he's canceled now from the cancel culture. He's fired because he said what everybody knows he thinks. So it takes him actually saying it to have someone fire him. But even though that everybody in Canada, every single person in Canada knows that that's exactly how Don Cherry thinks, and he's been on the air there for 38 years, they can't just say, we disagree with what he said and let it go at that. They have to fire him. I hope he shows up somewhere else in Canada. I have a feeling he will. Long live Don Cherry. See you tomorrow.
The John Steigerwald Show is a production of AM 1250 The Answer and Salem Media Group.